Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a talk about Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls on the U.S.-Canadian border is actually three waterfalls. The largest is the Canadian Falls, also called Horseshoe Falls due to its shape. Another is American Falls, and a smaller, third waterfall is called Bridal Falls. The falls are only 10,000 years old, which is very young in geologic terms. They originally formed several miles upriver, but due to erosion, they've moved steadily downriver. Niagara Falls is a great wonder of nature, so scientists have long been concerned about this erosion. In 1969, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers temporarily halted the flow of water over the American Falls to study its erosion. This wasn't as difficult as it sounds. They just built a dam to divert most of the water over Horseshoe Falls on the Canadian side. After they dried up the American Falls, they examined the riverbed and strengthened any faults they discovered. If these faults remained untreated, they would hasten the erosion of the falls. They also installed extensometers to measure changes in the riverbed and buried posts called monuments to survey and track erosion in the future. They were able to slow the rate of erosion from 5 feet a year to 1 foot per year.